What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I am your guest host, Chris Alvarado, and I'm sitting in for Kevin Pollak today. Or am I? We'll figure that out in just a moment. But right now, I want to meet our alchemist today in no particular order. First, let's say hello to Jackie DeRuthy.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Jackie, how would you describe or define your personal style?
Oh, that's really fun. I mean, my personal motto has to do with my personal style. And okay. That's confidence is key.
Oh.
I like a funky situation. I like a funky situation. And I believe that, like, you know, you can pull off whatever as long as you're confident.
I think that's right.
That's what I believe. But at the same time, I'm like a little bit of like a simple dresser. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go like a bunch of, I'm just like a little lazier.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like a bold choice.
Like a something you'd wear to like a sweatpant and like a Crocs and like a hoodie type.
You know, I'm a Croc gal. You know what it is I like to describe my closet. It looks like a clown's room. Like, it's just, everything is very bright and all different colors. I really like colors. I own a few black t-shirts, but that's because they're all Heat shirts.
Miami Heat.
They're all Miami Heat shirts, but yeah. I really like a bunch of colors.
But like you're saying, you can do all of this if you have the confidence.
Confidence is key.
Ooh. All right, let's keep moving. Craig Kakowski, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a real question. Well, they're all real questions, but I'm curious to hear your answer on this one. In your opinion, which is the most important element of theater? The script, the actors, or the audience?
And those are the only options?
Those are the only options I'm giving you today. The script, the actors, or the audience?
I think a good production and good acting can absolutely elevate a mediocre script. Terrible acting can ruin a great script. I think, you know, having a good audience is important, but if a great show exists in front of three people who are watching it, you know, who are only mildly interested, I think it's still a great show. I think all of those are elements, but I say this as an actor, that it comes down to the acting.
Oh, love that. And also, by the way, I love when you show your work like that. Like, I just love hearing. I just love you, Craig. Can I just say that out loud? I just love you. It's just fun to hear you like work that out in real time. Thank you for sharing that.
It's because I had to pick only one. But of course, all three are important.
All three are important. Okay. Moving on. James Heaney, everybody. Say hello to James Heaney. James, I have a hypothetical for you, okay? And I want you to answer this. You just booked a major role in two different movies, but you can only accept one role. Now, one movie is starring The Rock, and the other movie is starring Paul Rudd. Which movie are you going to?
Jesus. Jesus.
That response was incredible.
That's insane. I guess Paul Rudd, but I really love The Rock. I mean, that's insane.
I love how personally you're awful. Taking. I love this, James. This is an awful scenario for you, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, I love The Rock, but I have to choose Paul Rudd.
Okay.
I guarantee you'd be well compensated for both roles, but if you pick the movie that The Rock's in, you're gonna make a lot more money.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's very true. He makes a lot, but yes. Oh, God. I'll go for the. Is it too late? I'll take The Rock.
The Rock. The Rock. It is. The Rock. It is. All right. Good.
If that's what you're all about,
I mean, stop. But I'll take The Rock.
If you're about the acting like Craig, then maybe
that's right.
Well, money. What money was not a choice as a component. But money
was not a choice. Is always the most important. He would have chose money. Let's keep moving on here. Let's welcome Atul Singh. Everybody, Atul. Would you rather do a solo dance performance or a solo singing performance?
Dance?
Easy. Oh, wow. Is that because you're confident in your dance skills or not confident in your singing skills?
I think it's, I'll stay on the positive. Confidence is key. Somebody wise told me that about 45 seconds ago. And I'm confident in my dance skills, have rhythm. And so I feel very strongly that I could do that easily. I enjoy singing.
Okay.
But going to Craig's question, the audience would not. they would be, it would be a concern.
Gosh, now I would give a lot of money to see a solo dance concert with the Tool. Oh, great. You're so wonderful. and now this just in, things are getting crazy here in the studio. We have a special guest coming in, and this is strange because I'm hosting, but you all know him and love him. Ladies and gentlemen, or however you identify, please welcome Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak,
What? It's an upside-down universe, and I'm so thrilled to be joining you guys as late as it is, and I'm so grateful to Chris for guest hosting today and allowing me to be one of the alchemists. To dear James, I just want to say, take the Paul Rudd because A, you're going to kill it better in a comedy. B, The Rock takes all the money. There'll be none left for you. Yeah. As a
is it too late to switch back?
As a character. I've got it in the books here. You were never switched over to The Rock. You were not allowed to switch over to The Rock.
Oh, terrific.
You're still on the Paul Rudd. Yeah.
And actually, you spend time. Well, you know what? That's a different podcast. It's a different podcast. Yeah. You know Paul. You know he's a great guy. But Kevin, I'm not letting you off the hook without a question. Now, as you know, because you've been in this Zoom room, we are joined today by two Alchemaniacs. That's Paul Hatton and Mike Del Rosso, right? They are here. They are joining us. This is one of the perks of being an Alchemaniac, and they are having a good time. Now, when you stepped away from your computer, I said, I got to ask Kevin a question. He's a surprise special guest. Paul, do you have a question for him? And he said yes, without hesitation. This is his question from Paul.
Okay.
Very specific question, Kevin.
Okay.
Did you ever ignore a fan in Virginia Beach?
Wow, that's really specific. I mean, the answer seems sort of obvious.
Do you recall?
Yeah. If the question was, do I recall? That's a question I can answer. Whether or not I ever did seems self-fulfilling in the question. And for the record, I would have much more appreciated a question from you, Chris. But listen. Listen, Paul Hatton, if that's your real name. Maybe. I mean, sure.
I like this attitude we get from guest Kevin Pollak, not host Kevin Pollak.
Yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't have to charm anyone.
Yeah. No. I answer to no one as a participant. Yeah.
Oh, I think we've said enough. So let's jump in. Let's jump into our show here. As you all know, all of today's suggestions come to us from listener emails. And if you want priority, consider becoming a Patreon VIP or a Patreon Alchemaniac, right? You can watch us. You can join us for an in-Zoom session. Plenty of perks, including bonus scenes, and your suggestions move up in the queue. So if you want to do that, please head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. Or if you'd like to submit a suggestion the old-timey way, gosh, it's hard to do when Kevin's watching this, by the way, because I'm using his cadence, but I'm going to keep going. If you want to submit a suggestion the old-timey way, consider dropping us an email at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes to us from Alchemy VIP Andy Montoya. Andy says, scene suggestion. Harsh art critic goes to their kids' finger painting class. Thanks and take care.
All of you have done such a great job. I can't wait for you to share with your parents. This is just incredible work. You should be proud of yourself, Timmy.
I'm pretty proud. First of all, what time do our parents get here? And B, don't patronize us, please.
Don't patronize us.
Timmy, you guys are such sophisticated students. I believe your parents should be here right at the, I mean, they might be already waiting outside, but when class is over today, they're going to come in and look at all the work you've done this year so far.
My dad is a mechanic. He doesn't get art, but he's here.
Oh, everyone gets art. You just enjoy what you see. It's human nature. I love meeting people's parents because they seem to be like the building blocks of the little person that you guys are.
Okay, parents, I'm Principal Attler, as you know. Now we're going to be taking you into the classroom. Now, just a quick reminder, the kids put their hearts into these paintings, a lot of finger paintings. I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but we want to keep this night a positive night, okay?
I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. We got a lot of questions. Yes. What's going on here?
Oh, please. You. After you, madam.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm not a liar. So if I'm looking at something and it's not what they're telling me it is, I'm not going to say, wow, beautiful tiger, if I'm just looking at a blob of nothing. You know what I mean? Show me tail. Show me the eyes. Where's the nose? Where are the whiskers?
Wow. Yeah, At least point to that area. Say something positive or say nothing at all. Are we going with that route?
Yeah, perhaps it's that. Perhaps it's that. Just, you know, we want to keep the energy light. Sir, with the accent here.
Yes, in my profession as well, if something is not correct, I have to mention it. It is part of my job. So I just want to let that up front.
Yes. Is that why you're staring at my shirt?
No, I was just reading it, sir. That's all I was doing.
Yeah. I stand by what's written on it. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little, I guess the children can't read that, so we should be okay. All right. I'm going to open the room. As you know, the teacher is Mr. Eldregard, and, you know, here we go. Hi, everybody. Look who it is. It's your parent. Huh? Wow. Hi. Mr. Eldregard.
Hello.
Okay. So
I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with your kids. I've grown as much as they've grown. We really are excited to show you our work.
Daddy,
son, great to see you. Yes, son, it's me.
Dad, the mechanic, yeah, Dad. I want to show you my painting, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Mr. E, can I show my painting?
Of course.
I could tell you the title, but I don't want to tell you what it is.
No, honestly, I think it's helpful if you do tell them what it is, because sometimes it's easier to explain with words than silence.
That's what you said. We always say it's easier to explain with words.
Explain with words
than it is with silence.
Dad, this is an octopus playing an oboe, a violin, and the drums, and the title is Music Under the Sea.
Oh, I love it, son. I see all of it. And let me tell you, instructor, that in my job,
it's Mr. Eldregard.
Mr. Eldregard, in my job, sometimes people explain things without using words. Sometimes people come in and go, my engine makes this noise. Grum, 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 grum. Grum, 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 grum. And I have to deduce what could be the possibilities of.
Feels a little like you're judging me for having a Honda Civic.
No, not at all. No, it's a. It's not the Accord, but it is a Honda. You've decided at some point not to get the elite top model, the second model, but I will take a look. Can you explain to me what's exactly going on?
Yeah, well, it's cutting out a lot, and I don't know if I'm flooding the engine or somebody suggested online it could be a bad alternator.
Online, huh? Where we go for all the answers in the world.
Yeah. But I think when it conks out, it kind of makes a sound.
Thank you. Right there, you narrowed down the problem. I'll be able to repair your vehicle.
Well, you see, why don't we step aside for just a moment so I could tell you a little teacher-parent secret. So you see, what the thing is some of these kids do really trashy pictures. They're just awful. But your kid's got talent. You could see the oboe, the violin, the octopus, right? So, and that's why sometimes we explain it. Does that make sense?
Yes, you didn't need me to pull me aside for that commentary.
Let's step aside for just one more second. Well, see, what you don't understand is if I have a different set of rules for your kid, it's going to be pretty transparent. Kids are smarter than you think, okay? Hey, don't be condescending to them. Oh, what was that? Were you... Okay.
Which one's your parent? Which one's your mom or dad? Okay. Fine then.
Well, my dad's not here yet, so I don't. Oh. I don't.
Okay. Well, I like your picture.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I've been inspired by Picasso for a long time, and sometimes I try to work outside the cubism and just get to the.
Grady.
Look at that.
Oh. Hey. I'm your dad's secretary.
Yeah, hi.
Nice to meet you. I'm here to check out your work. So...
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just tell him you liked it, you found some of it confusing, and you don't have to really stay.
Oh, it's your mommy.
No, I don't have kids.
Gosh, I'm so excited. Oh.
I don't have kids.
Oh, it's your stepmommy. This is going to be wonderful. Have you showed her your artwork yet?
Yeah, let's not put a title on her.
Yeah, let's just make it clear.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
No type
that
of
makes
mother.
Sense.
Yeah. What does that
okay.
mean?
I don't know. Have you shared your artwork yet? It's wonderful.
He's actually refusing. He's actually withholding his artwork from me. And that's not how I roll.
It's clear to see that you might not understand it, but if you want to see it, sure, it's over here.
Wow, Grady.
That's the spirit.
There it is.
Grady, yeah. I get art. Let me just say that.
Okay, you know who says I get art? People who don't, but go ahead.
Okay.
Can I take you just for, can I just have a little tiny secret time with you? Just step aside a little bit. So Grady's been a real asshole.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
A lot of this. I don't know what the problem is, but his father's the problem. You and the dad or whatever you are.
Well, talk about asshole. It's a big one.
You can't do anything about this?
I can't do anything about this? I shouldn't even be here.
I shouldn't even be here.
I should be doing clerical work that gets me to move up a ladder so that eventually I too can be a litigator. But, you know.
You're not even family?
No, I'm not family.
You're not even family?
Secretary. Which also is fucked up because I'm a paralegal and yet he makes me call him.
I agree. Okay, okay. I got to get myself centered. Oh, it's a wonderful. Oh, Grady. What?
Hey, can you make sure this deposition gets over to Kleiman Faxon?
Yeah, no.
How'd everything go with the kid?
Yeah, he does art. It's with his fingers, and it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
His teacher's a bit off the rails. She wants to kind of talk with you.
Yeah.
But I'd really rather talk about the deposition, because I actually filed a bunch of paperwork for it that I don't think that you read yet, but...
Was anything not clear about the instructions I gave you?
No. Your instructions were clear. It's that I finished that
Are you asking me to give those instructions again?
No, I'm letting you know that I took initiative and I started to do extra work on top of the work that I already finished that you asked me to do, just to show you that I am worth more than perhaps you see.
Tell me your name again.
Oh, my God. 3 years.
Oh, no. Look whose dad it is. I heard this guy is an actual art critic.
What do you mean?
Well, I think he does that for a living. I think that's his job.
He says bad things about art?
Or good, but probably mostly bad. Critic doesn't ever feel like it has a positive association with it, huh?
No. I mean, to justify your existence, you have to put things down, I think.
Hmm. Where's my fucking kid?
Oh, geez.
Shoot.
Where's my fucking kid?
Yeah, this isn't going to go well.
Where's the teacher?
Oh, hello. I'm Mr. Eldergaard. You must be here for the parent-teacher art show.
Here's my card. I'm with the Atlantic, all right?
Oh, I've read The Atlantic. This is, what an honor.
You've read The Atlantic?
Not personally.
Let me talk to you over here for a second.
It feels a little bit kind of like you're judging me for only getting two pieces into the Whitney Biennial.
Well, I am judging you, fuckface. And
that's uncalled for.
No, it's not. No, it's not. If you do fuckface work and get two pieces only in to the Whitney, you know how many times a biennial happens?
It's either every 2 years or twice a year.
Sometimes these terms are confusing. I wish words would just mean what they do. All right. Yes, it happens every 2 years. It's very fucking fancy. So when you get two pieces in, be happy about it. All right.
I saw you getting in Jeff Koons' face.
Jeff Koons, the guy who doesn't even do the actual fucking work. Hey, anyone can make a balloon, all right? A metallic balloon.
I mean, I did both of these sculptures, and they did get into the Whitney.
Whitney Biennial, yes. Hey, why don't you tell me one more time?
Well, I just feel like you're being unnecessarily harsh.
Sir, did you see mine?
Look at this. Look at this young boy. This kid is 5 years old.
What?
And his work is right next to yours.
Oh, that's not cool.
Look at it. These are animals under the sea. Tom, why don't you explain it to
me? I know that you're a parent of one of the students here, but you can't just bring in these statues and whoever this person is. this is a nude statue, and we've got children here, and it's art. But
can I talk to you over here?
Kind of art.
Can I talk to you over here?
That's our scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's move on to scene number two, and it comes to us from listener Andre Durham. Hello, thank y'all for existing. Suggestion, the newest Bond girl, Dolores from accounting. Thanks, Andre.
Did you see? Did you see this? They're what looking, they're doing a cattle call. They're doing a cattle call for the new James Bond movie.
How do you know?
Well, I saw this internet flyer here.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's
the first internet flyer I've seen.
Oh yeah. Well, they usually goes to the spam of people's emails, but I don't get emailed.
Right. So
I make spam my primary.
Dolores, move. Let me see. My, must be female. I'm out. hot. No, I guess none of us.
I don't think you realize that's not a casting call. They're looking for a real secret agent. Look at that right up there. It says for real.
Oh yeah.
At the top.
Yeah, but
for real.
That's how you know it's real, because it says it's for real.
I mean, why would it say that if it wasn't? What a waste of text.
Look, none of this means anything to us anyway, okay? We all work in this office. None of us are hot. So.
Well, actually, Dolores.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with this line of thinking.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, me too.
Dolores always has her hair up and has her glasses on. So, like,
well, let's see what happens.
Just look at this. If I take this hair down,
don't touch your
glasses. Off. I'm sorry. Is this inappropriate?
Jeez, but look at this. Out of hand.
I'm sorry. I'll go back to my cubicle.
Have you not seen the transformation? Have you not seen the transformation moment in every motion picture where the awkward, nerdy girl takes down her hair and removes her glasses?
Can you name one?
I'm not sure. Awkward and nerdy.
She's all that comes to mind, but listen.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But no one does it for her. All right, Tim?
I'm sorry. My bad. I'll go back to my cubicle.
Fuck's sake.
I'll go back to my cubicle.
People I'm kind curious. Of do it for her in that movie. Like, they give her a makeover.
Right.
You know? Right.
But no one manhandles her head, do they?
Especially when, honestly, I have such a sensitive scalp.
Mr. Bond, unfortunately, it's been a little difficult to find a new Bond girl, as our internet flyer seems to be half casting call, half actual, really. So people are getting confused. So please forgive the situation. You're not going to kill me, are you? I'm just...
No, of course not.
Okay.
Keep up the search. And I'll just do this next mission on my own. But please.
Well, Mr. Bond, was it not right of me to ask, when I was making this internet flyer, to ask for somebody to be hot? Is that not great?
Personally, I'm not happy with the term Bond girl either. But let's just have a name. You know, bring wow. me every, you know, just give her a name.
Bring you every Dolores in the country, or something like that.
My mother's name is Dolores, so yes, let's go with that.
Okay, Dolores. that feels a little more even and a little more safe.
Listen, M, you're in charge. You don't need to ask me. I just do the mission.
I know. I'm older, and so I kind of, you know, confused with the way things are. Anyway, this is a pen. It blows up if you throw it at somebody.
Whoa, are you doing Q's job now? Is that Q's supposed to be?
Yes. My name is Dolores.
Right. You're all Dolores's.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm Dolores Clitoris. I'm here for the casting call.
Okay.
Is it pronounced clitoris?
My last name is pronounced Clitoris.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's a little tricky.
Ms. Clitoris, what was your schedule time?
2:30.
2:30. Oh, it is 2:30 now.
I got sorry here at 2.
Oh, okay.
I just want you to know that I come early because early is on time, and on time is late in my world.
Okay.
But not
well,
that
we
late.
are going to go with time scheduled. So, it is 2:30 now. You can go out on into the room. Mr. Bond may or may not be there, but there will be an associate to help you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. My name's James. James Bond.
Wonderful. My name is Dolores. Dolores Clitoris.
Isn't it pronounced clitoris?
My last name is.
I'm just running the camera back here, but I'm not sure. Is this acting or is this secret agent stuff? Like,
Terry, just record.
All right. I'm hitting record.
Thank you. Sorry. Have a seat, Miss Dolores. We just have a few questions. Have you ever done any secret missions?
Well, one time, my mom didn't want me to leave the house because there was a hurricane, but it was the very beginning of the storm and it was only a category 2. And I had a craving for a brownie thunder from TGIF Fridays. And so I told her I was going to Blockbuster to pick up movies for the hurricane. And instead, I went to TGIF Fridays and I had that dessert. And she was never the wiser.
You've told me enough.
Okay.
Can I hit stop?
No, Terry, just do your job.
All right,
I'll tell you.
Rolling.
Would you like my profiles without...
No, you will actually be going through that door right there to the right.
Randall, let's go over this one more time. When I said bring me the newest Bond girl as a way to torture Agent Bond, I thought I was rather clear. Which part were you confused by?
Well, first of all, boss, you're hard to understand sometimes, you know. So, you know, sometimes it's just it's addiction thing, you know. But yeah, I think I got the message. Like, get the new Bond girl.
You don't like the way I sound.
How did I screw it up?
Disfigured face disturb you as well as
it's
my
not
voice?
Great, you know. Like, I mean, they did make you that mask that that'll cover like most of your face, you know.
Yeah,
it wouldn't hurt to keep it on around the office.
Oh, it wouldn't hurt. Well, that's good to know.
Okay. Well, how did I screw up this time, boss?
I don't see the Bond girl is my issue.
Oh, yeah, about that. You know, I kidnapped her last night, and then I got back to the warehouse, and everything was locked up. Like, everyone had kind of closed up, got home for the night.
You couldn't go in. You couldn't get in.
It's because, you know, I asked you for a key, and, you know.
Security is crucial. I don't know if I made that clear.
Okay, but I am at the warehouse a lot.
Freeze right there, Mr. Bond. Oh, and Dolores Clitoris.
That's
well, now
right.
You're both gonna die. All I'll need is one little bullet.
Well, if we stand
I'll just
separately.
Stand next to, yeah.
Oh, stand next to. Oh, very bright, Ms. Clitoris. I expected this from Bond, but not from a Bond girl.
Well, I'm a woman at this point.
Okay.
42 years old. Young, 42 years young.
And what will you do if I just shoot you now?
Well, I would dodge it. If you're giving me enough warning. In fact, I'm just going to grab the gun right in then and go. You're just so focused on that other thing. And so now I have your gun and I'm actually quite a good shot. I used to go to the range with my father to bond with him. He loved guns.
To bond with him?
I don't know. I think maybe I did offend Dolores. She hasn't been back since I dropped her hair and took her glasses.
You
think I'm going to get in trouble with HR?
Are you saying you rubbed clitoris the wrong way?
I think maybe we should just like... We should just like use this as a learning moment. You know, I said no one was hot in the office and that's not really cool either.
That wasn't cool.
Yeah, I guess we've learned a lot.
Hey, you two. Sorry. Yeah, you're fired.
Oh.
All right. Steve from HR didn't want to come down. It's just for me to pass on the message, all right?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
All right. So all right. Let me just walk you out.
Yep.
You two idiots. I sent you in to be double agents and you both got fired. Is that what you're saying?
I got so lost in the role, I didn't know what I was doing.
It was hard. I didn't know which way it was up.
Right. Well, then maybe you can get into the warehouse and help Dum-Dum number 3. Yeah.
I don't got those keys. You have the keys?
Are you going to kill me if I say no?
Oh.
Hey, it's Bruno. I'm stuck outside.
Bruno!
One of you let Bruno in, please.
I'm on it.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Ow!
Oh, boy.
I hit my knuckle on the doorknob. Ow! Oh, wait, who's that? Someone's taking Bruno. James Bond is here, boss. James Bond is here.
Excellent. He fell for my trap. Let him in.
Wait, we were all lures and you're using us?
Yes, trout boy. Step aside.
Aww.
Well.
I found clitoris.
Dolores Clitoris. It rhymes. It shouldn't be that hard.
Anyway, I found her. It was I was searching the longest time.
It's plagued mankind for centuries, my boy. Don't take it personally. Well, Mr. Bond, we meet at last.
These ropes are not going to be able to hold me.
Right. Why don't I tell you my evil plan before you get out of those ropes?
Wait, what, where, don't you usually have a mask that covers half your face?
Oh, Jesus. Is this really happening?
I think I left it in the car, boss.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dum-Dum. Never mind. Here's my plan, Mr.
Hey, maybe if you want to wear this brown paper bag,
yeah, that will work. We'll cut eye holes in.
Yeah, that's it. Cut eye holes in. That'll take you 20 minutes. As I was saying, my plan, Mr. Bond.
Make sure you articulate, boss.
Wait, we lost Dolores. We lost Miss Clitoris. I don't know where she is. I thought we had her. I thought we knew exactly where she was. And now I'm finding it hard. I don't know where she is.
Can we just call her the button for short?
I don't know if we can do that. When we were sent into the other office, we got canned for saying things less offensive than that, right?
Yeah, there's no HR here. We're the bad guys, for fuck's sake. Now then, Mr. Bun, my plan is quite simple. I'm going to rip it to shreds piece by piece so that you too are unseeable.
Do you think I could get that in writing? Here's a pen.
Kaboom! Ah!
Dolores, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty chill. I actually went to the movie theaters for the first time in a long time.
Oh, wow. Fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What'd you see?
One of those classic bad guy, good guy, spy-ish movies.
Oh, those are so unbelievable. But fun.
But fun.
And that's our second scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's healthlock.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Our third suggestion comes to us from Alchemaniac and in Zoom guest Mike Del Rosso, everybody. This is exciting. Mike says, "What's up, you merry gang of pranksters? Scene suggestion, penultimate frisbee tournament. Keep your heads on a swivel, Buttermilk Jones. Penultimate frisbee tournament."
Yeah, I just like to practice before the game starts, get a little couple of tosses in.
Right.
Great, great. And here at Frisbee Weekly, we were wondering if you could tell us a couple of of your secret stretches or something that really gets your head in the game.
Listen, this is the semifinals, all right? The penultimate match of the year. We're 4 years defending champions, and everything that we do is a secret.
Yeah.
I'm not going to share any of our secret tips.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Hey, you can't blame the guy for asking, right?
Yeah. Hey, we love Frisbee Weekly. Let's spread you guys on us. Yeah.
By the way, I got to say your June issue, the centerfold issue, was one of our hottest selling.
I wasn't that frisbee wasn't glued to me. I was holding it.
I heard. That is so hot. That you are so hot. Anyway, go Flyers. And have a good
You don't have any more questions?
I got one more. Let me see if I can find it here. Are you single?
That's a good question. I am. I know this is weird, but I have a question for you.
On or off the record?
On.
I'm listening.
Are you single?
I am not. I am not. Because sometimes when you're young, you make stupid choices. You know what I mean? Oh. And then you go, I guess, you know, I'm here now and I got to lock into this, you know, forever and ever and ever until one of us dies. Fantasies might come into the mind, but that doesn't mean you're going to do anything. You're not going to act on them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So go Flyers and go get them. Semifinals.
All right. Good luck with your personal life.
Frisbee Weekly out.
Hey, I heard you talking about how you were, you know, regret being married and stuff, but I actually
you heard that.
I was listening in.
Look, you're Frisbee Monthly.
I got a guy. Yeah,
I'm Frisbee Weekly. We don't really get along.
Not typically. I mean, we curate our work a little better. We take our time and make it worth it.
Well, we're on the fly. But, we need it now.
It looks rushed, but anyways, what I was going to say is I got a guy that can take care of that dead weight problem you got. You got to pay in crypto to keep it on the DL.
I'm right here. Why don't you just introduce me? Hi.
Oh, shit.
Larry Tim. I'm with Frisbee Annual, so I have a lot of time on my head.
And this is the guy who can do the thing?
I can absolutely do the thing, whatever the thing is.
He's got time. He's annual.
Quick question, though. I've always had a hard time buying the crypto.
Okay, first of all, slow down, okay? No reason for quick questions. You have a tough time purchasing crypto? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. What part do you find troubling?
I think maybe we'll get to that later because
we're okay, cool.
Is I need somebody to kill my...
Oh, God, Cheryl. I think that Robert's cheating on me.
What?
Well, two henchmen came into my apartment yesterday and tried to murder me, but you know I have really strong thighs and I was able to
always
overpower
yeah.
them. And why else would he do that if he wasn't like into somebody else? Like, why else would he hire somebody to murder me?
I don't, I mean, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt though, right?
You think I mean, is it's that the, me?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that maybe there's a more logical explanation. I don't know.
God, Cheryl, it just makes me feel so rot. I just feel like a piece of shit. I feel like an actual piece of shit. But at the same time, it's like, well, fuck. If Beyonce gets cheated on, like, why not me, you know?
And you're a strong woman just like she is.
I don't feel strong.
Are you going to finish that smoothie?
Physically, I feel really strong.
Yes, you are. I mean, the thighs in particular are just ridiculous.
You know what it is? Have you ever seen Lost?
The
TV show?
Yeah, I think like I.
You don't. Like, if you can't say yes with fervor, then the answer is no.
It's purgatory, right? I only watched the pilot.
Cheryl!
Is it purgatory?
Cheryl! God.
Sorry, boss. We got in there, but we didn't kill her.
So, what do you mean you didn't kill her?
Well, Phil was in the lead, and so he got in the front door, and I said shoot her, and he said I thought you had the gun, and that's where it was confusing.
Is there not an interview process by which you morons get hired?
No, HR is very thorough.
Right.
Yeah.
So see, still things like, I thought I had the gun, but he had the gun, that sort of thing can still happen?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, put your knuckles out.
Both of us?
Put them out. Put them out.
Okay.
Put them out.
Ah! Oh! Oh!
Yeah, right.
Did you guys change the locks again?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey, wow, that was a really good warm-up. You guys looking good out there. I actually did have a couple more questions I forgot to ask you for Frisbee Weekly.
Listen, I just gave an interview to Frisbee Monthly and Annual, so you can just take it up with them, all right?
Oh, okay, because it just feels like you'd maybe want to say a couple things about Frisbee to us. That wasn't a very good argument.
I mean, are you here to change your answer? And then I'll...
What? What are you, crazy? This is the semi... What are we doing right now? What game is this? Not the championship, but the one before it? What's that called?
The ultimate is last. So this is the penultimate. So it's
that's what we're dealing with here today. Yeah.
This is halftime right now, so...
It's halftime. We're in the middle of the game. Frisbees are flying. Hearts are flying. You know...
Hey, pal, just wondering if you've got 20,000 words for Frisbee Decade. We put a lot of time and consideration into each issue.
I'm actually in the middle of an interview right now.
Okay, we can wait.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
How'd it go?
Cheryl, I know he's cheating on me. I know he's cheating
what?
On me.
What? You're saying he has like a complete other life with
I'm
some
saying,
other woman?
I'm saying I'm taking a nap in the bedroom. Door closed, of course, because you know I like to like simulate nighttime when I take my daytime
yes.
nap.
Yes, you have
he
to.
He comes home and another woman answers the door. Like she was
what?
In our apartment.
The
and
whole
I didn't
time
even
she
know.
Was there?
I just had a bad day. Maybe can you make a cup of coffee, babe?
Sure, whatever.
Okay, good.
Where is everything? Where do I make the coffee?
You know what? I should just make it. Thanks for...
She asked me where she woke me up to ask me where the coffee was. And I was like, is this a dream? Is this heaven? Is this hell? Like, what's happening?
What is the bitch even doing there?
What is she doing there? What is she doing there?
Do you want the rest of the smoothie or?
I can't even eat at this point, and you know I consider that. Do you mind if eating. I finish it?
Boss, we were going to kill his wife, but when we came in, there was two wives. I don't know. I'm not killing two people.
You're not. You're not up to that task, killing both of them. As a quick answer, I'm not sure who's who. Well, I just kill them both. That doesn't cross your mind.
It just seemed a little confusing. I was sent out to kill one person, and then there's two people both with them.
Right.
I mean, come on, don't make me be the only guy
boss,
here.
Because I was like, what if they wanted us to kill two, but they only paid for one, knowing we'd kill two?
So it's about money, is that it?
Yeah, boss. I didn't want it to be about money.
Okay, so let's say, I don't know, you're sent into a situation where you have an assignment, and that assignment is to find the dog and steal it. But when you get there, there are five dogs. What do you do?
Do I have a cell phone?
Yes.
All right. Then I call.
Right.
And I clarify. He's like, can you send me a picture of the dog you would like kidnapped?
Oh, that's good.
And then I would then take that one dog.
Right. And, what if you got voicemail when you called?
Oh, I was texting this whole time. Okay. So, all right. So I got voicemail. So if I got voicemail, I would just wait. Maybe I'd wait 10 more minutes. I have to catch a bus or train or anything? Or is it, I'm,
no.
Like, okay. Yeah, no. I would wait.
Yeah. Wait it out. Interesting call.
Well, I've been doing this. I've been this for a long time.
Yeah, babe. She's here too. So what? You're not what? Happy and I'm not happy.
I never said I wasn't happy. You're making me unhappy right now with this, but before this, I wasn't unhappy.
Oh, get out. You're no Dolores Clitoris, okay?
I'm sorry that I can't wield a ninja star or whatever the fuck she does in those stupid-ass movies.
They're not stupid.
And I just want to say that I'm here for support.
Thank you, Cheryl. You see what the issue is, Cheryl?
Yeah, Cheryl, do you?
Cheryl. Everybody freeze. Oh. There's three women here?
I just think we should just kill them
all. No,
I
we
think
don't
we
know.
Should just kill this them is all.
Not the today.
What? A Chinese star.
What the? Babe, you are like Dolores. Whoa.
Blue darts.
Those are frozen strawberry chunks at the bottom of that smoothie.
They're piercing. Triangular.
Killed us. I don't know what to say.
Listen.
I don't know what to say.
You would know what to say if you would have only have watched Lost. And I asked you to watch that. I asked you to watch that.
And
I know
that's a lot of things. Our show, everybody. Woo! Let's take a second here and thank everybody for playing. James Heaney, thank you. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, I'm still doing Brief News Brief. If you're looking for a brief take on the news, don't forget to, you know, and they come out every week. And Gamefront. Tons of Gamefront video game stuff on YouTube.
Terrific. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much. What's going on?
Well, Atul correctly used the word penultimate, which means second to last. I think sometimes people are like, it's the penultimate in, like it's the ultra ultimate, but it just means second to last. And also, if it's a Frisbee, it's a registered trademark of Wham-O. Otherwise, it's just a plastic flying disc.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Jackie DeRuthy, did you know that?
Absolutely not. I don't even know what Wham-O is. But I played
the
Wham-O
Corporation invented the Frisbee. Yeah.
Damn, I love that. Good. That's a fun fact. Thank you for that fact. Thank you for having me play as well. What a great day.
Of course. Atul Singh, thanks for playing, bud.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's always so much fun. People can follow me at Atul Time on socials. And I have to give credit, and the reason I know that regarding penultimate is because of a Zach Sherman song, I believe called Super Penultimate or something like that, which is the third to last thing. So.
And Atul, are you gonna sleep today? I know you've been traveling a lot.
I'm actually going to try to stay up. The goal would be to stay up till the night. That way I get back into a sleep cycle.
Smart. And I mean, Kevin Pollak, thank you for joining us in the middle of your workday.
So great. So great. I only know the third to last is anti-penultimate. I only know that because of poker. People are very anxious what the last hand of the night after you've been playing for hours and hours. And ever present and occasionally annoying Sam Levine will say, this is the penultimate. And then earlier he would have said, this is the anti-penultimate. I believe Craig will back me up on that. This was great because I did not think I would get any time with y'all today based on work schedule here in the New York City. And Chris was lovely enough to jump at the chance to
Hell yeah.
I say host. I don't say guest host. Come on. You host.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm hosting.
This is my first time as just an alchemist. I had a blast, and I feel I was completely off my game. It was really a joy to watch the rest of you from a different perspective, not the clock.
Yes, that is different. That is different.
Yeah, it's a weird kind of pressure. But yeah, this is great fun. Love you all.
Good.
Yeah.
We love you. Enjoy the rest of your time in New York. And let's also thank our two in Zoom, in studio Alchemaniac guests, Paul Hatton and Mike Del Rosso. Thanks for being here, gentlemen. Everybody else, if you want to give us a shot, you know, meet us at that Alchemaniac level, patreon.com/alchemythis. Also, while we are thanking people, let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I have been your host, Chris Alvarado, and I thank you for listening. And until next time,
Alchemy.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.